Jones for Hilleman. On third down, ball comes out. Picked up by the Patriots, and Van Noy dives.
That was the call on Fox last night of a fumble recovery and touchdown by the Patriots that gave them a 14-point lead. They went on to beat the New York Giants 35-14 at home, and the Patriots remain undefeated. To talk about this, we're joined in studio by ESPN football writer Mike Reese. Good morning.
Good morning.
So the Patriots scored 5 touchdowns last night. We just heard 1 score from the defense. Another came from special teams. How special were those 2 plays?
Well, they were very special. Belichick, the head coach, made the point after the game. Usually, you might get 1 or 2 of those in a season, and to have 2 of them in the same game is very unusual, particularly the play on special teams where they blocked the punt and then Chase Winovich, the rookie, caught the ball and ran into the end zone. That was a big play specific to this game because it got the Patriots going on the scoreboard. They had struggled a little bit up to that point.
Now, it was mixed results for the Patriots offense. Quarterback Tom Brady passed for 334 yards, ran in 2 touchdowns himself. Julian Edelman picked up more than 100 yards. But tell us about the injuries affecting the team.
Well, the injuries were significant for the Patriots, and this was a Thursday game, so a quick turnaround from their last game on Sunday, and oftentimes we see the injuries pile up. Josh Gordon, the wide receiver, was the one that really stood out to me. He had a knee injury trying to chase down a player who was returning a fumble for a touchdown, an unfortunate play. He's such a key player for them. He was one of several players to leave the game with injury.
And Tom Brady was sacked 4 times and under pressure throughout the night. Any signs of improvement from the offensive line that's supposed to be protecting the quarterback?
Yeah, they were a little bit better. The thing that Bill Belichick always mentions with the offense is sometimes when Tom Brady gets sacked, it's not always the protection in front of him. Sometimes the receivers need to uncover and get open faster so he can get rid of the ball. And what we saw was just that the offense had so many injuries. They were down so many players. They had lost their rhythm at times. And so sometimes the protection was good, and Tom just needed to get rid of the ball faster. Other times, the protection wasn't so good, and he really didn't have a chance.
Now, after a Thursday night game, the Patriots don't play again until a week from Monday when they visit the New York Jets. How critical do you think this extra time off is going to be for the team?
Really significant. There are 6 wins and 0 losses, so they've really been, played 6 straight weeks, since the regular season started, and even going back to training camp. That's a lot of football that builds up, and the players had talked about how it'll be nice to get away over the weekend and spend time with their families and heal up because the injuries are mounting for them. And so that physical, emotional, and mental preparation that Tom Brady references, those 3 areas, they can sort of work on that away from the facility.
Now, the NFL trade deadline, right, just over 2 weeks away. What are the chances that the Pats pick up a player or 2 from another team? And what, if you look at the team now, do you think the biggest needs are?
Those are great questions. Bill Belichick is always looking to improve the team and has shown a willingness to make trades. A lot of times it's tough because you don't know the other teams around the league what players they're willing to trade to you. So they'll make calls around the league and explore who's available. One problem for them is they're a little tight to the salary cap. You need to have space to fit players' contracts onto your team. So they might be limited with what they can do, but maybe a wide receiver or an offensive lineman would help.
All right. Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN and provides regular analysis for us here on WBUR. Mike, thanks as always.
Thank you.